Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. You know, there's a lot of misunderstanding out there. Okay, first of all, let's establish this. Most of us are going to carry handguns. And because we're... And because we're going to carry handguns, we set out to try to figure out what the best caliber is going to be. Because we're carrying a gun to stop a threat. There's a lot of myths and bad information that comes out of there. A lot of people will tell you that a 380 is not much more dangerous than a B-Sting. Another would claim that because a typical 45 ACP rounds 230 grains, you'd have to fire two 9mm rounds weighing 115 grains to stop the same threat. Keeping this in mind, you have to, you have to understand how handguns actually stop threats. And the first thing to acknowledge is that stopping power is a myth. And it's a really big myth in the world of handguns. It's one of those terms that was never quantifiable and is used often to tout larger calibers as being better and smaller calibers as lacking. And yet, no method, no scientific method for measuring or evaluating stopping power exists with regard to why a 45 ACP round is better and ending a threat than a 9mm round. Just getting all these calls all of a sudden. This leads us to the argument about what the minimum defensive caliber is or should be. And that often portrays one round as being the minimally acceptable option for defensive use, and anything bigger is by definition better. Sometimes that minimum is 9mm. Other times it can be 380 ACP, sometimes known as 9mm short. The whole minimum caliber argument is silly. There are calibers I wouldn't carry, like 25 ACP, which is admittedly small, but I wouldn't carry 44 Magnum either. And there's a lot that goes into that other than just the size. 25 ACP is fairly anemic, and it doesn't penetrate very well. The 44 Magnum packs a whole bunch of recoil and a muzzle blast, making it tough to get a good follow-up shot quickly and on target, not to mention the size of the gun and trying to conceal that thing. I would carry 22 long rifle with the right ammo and in the right gun. I carry 9mm daily. And the right ammo to stop a threat seems to work about as good as the right ammo on a 45 ACP. But this all comes down to penetration. Handguns only have one wounding mechanism, and it's the wounds caused by what the bullet impacts. There's no secondary wounding effects from a standard handgun. They can't generate a shock that causes other wounds. There's no significant real energy dump either. And I'm talking about your typical handgun, not the AR pistol, by the way. A pistol projectile should be able to penetrate at least 12 inches of 10% ballistic gel. That's properly calibrated. You aren't. A human being is not jelly. I know that. But the FBI, who established that standard, found that if a round can penetrate that deep in proper ballistic gel, it can reach the vital organs that, when struck, can stop a threat. And calibers like 380 ACP, 32 ACP, and 22 long rifle can all do that with proper projectile selection. in self-defense, there's only three ways to stop a threat. Psychological stop, the bad guy decides the fight is over. The round doesn't have to strike something to kill the attacker, but simply being hit changes their mind. A psychological stop can occur when you present the weapon. Blood loss. The slow way to stop a threat is hit something that causes lots of bleeding in your attacker. The body works best when it has all of its blood, and the more of that someone loses, the more likely they are to lose consciousness and eventually assume room temperature. And then there's the vital strike. That's when you hit something vital like the brain, the heart, or maybe the lungs a few times. And all of this is that is the quickest way to end a threat. A 45 to the brain is no different than a 22 long rifle to the brain. Although the 22 long rifle doesn't actually bounce around causing additional wounding effects any more than any other round does. Same goes for heart, lungs, etc. The size of the projectile doesn't matter as much as the projectile's ability to get there. And if it can't get there, it doesn't matter how much big it is. What matters more is the shooter's ability to place rounds where they will be most effective. Now, the real question here is, why is 9mm the round gun owners in the industry seem to have settled on? Well, it works well as a round. It's also very common, and it is also the NATO standard. The 9mm round has also always been affordable, easy to find. It allows for relatively high capacities in handguns. It has hollow point options. It's quite impressive and very capable. It does pretty well getting through soft cover and thin barriers. Glass, car doors, light wood, heavy clothing, they aren't typically worries for the average concealed carry, but for cops and soldiers it matters. And the main reason why we use 9mm over all rounds is because it is a great jack-of-all-trades round. Are there any advantages to rounds like .40 caliber, .357 SIG, 10mm over 9mm, or over things like .380 ACP? Those would definitely handle barriers better. They tend to penetrate deeper, but when does that extra penetration matter? 9mm can reach vitals. Why would a round need to go deeper? In the 1986 Miami shootout. And this is one where they adopted the 10mm, the FBI did. A 9mm round stopped an inch from the heart of one of the criminals. But that had more to do with the ammunition than the round itself, you know. Defensive 9mm ammunition in the mid-80s wasn't nearly as capable as it is now. The round initially went through the bad guy's arm, which gave it more meat to stand with. .40 caliber, .357 SIG, and 10mm deeper penetration can be beneficial in those odd-angled shooting scenarios. And the key word is can and not will. It's never guaranteed, and too many variables exist to say it will always work. And if you have a round that can penetrate deeply enough into an attacker, then the next step is to choose the right defensive projectile. And then you're talking about a jacketed hollow point. And a bigger hole is a bigger hole. If all handguns can do is damage tissue as they travel through it, then the larger expanded projectile is better than the one that expands less or not at all. And does it make it enough of a difference to stop a threat if the shot isn't placed in an area that matters? No. But it might make the threat bleed out faster. Then, of course, it depends on the bigger threat. Like, if you're dealing with a big threat, like, say, a bear, you probably want a bigger caliber, 10mm at a very minimum. But it comes down to one thing and one thing. When you're making your choice for the round you're going to run, if it can penetrate adequately and you can shoot it straight and you can hit where you need to hit, then that's the one you need to carry. And for most people, it's going to be 9mm. I don't know if that's actually brings us to this point where we say, okay, we found the Goldilocks round, but it seems to be doing the job right now, at least in the modern iteration that we find defensive ammo in today. I just saw that and I thought that was pretty interesting to look at. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Looking at this thing, you got Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Hank Johnson, two of the most clueless legislators I've ever seen in my life. And they have reintroduced the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act. Of course, under the guise of public safety. And it's not a regulation. Some people are, I mean, it would never hold up to Bruin. That's item number one. And since Bruin has made the decision as to what is and is not constitutional when it comes to gun rights. I don't quite understand why this is being introduced. Maybe it's because the leftists are out there, and the leftists always think, well, we can, the voting public is stupid. Their plan is to impose extensive bans on various firearms and accessories. They want to mandate prolonged waiting periods and introduce some licensing and registration requirements, and it impedes the fundamental right to bear arms. And they want to ban military-style firearms and subjective bans on firearm accessories. And this sets a dangerous precedent of ambiguity and overreach. Then, of course, is the minimum age. That's always a thing. They always look to raise that minimum age. And right now I'm texting. Now, this flies in the face of what you would consider to be normal, because we allow 18-year-old people to vote, and we allow them to serve in the military and to handle them. And that is very illogical to get out there and ban them from... If you can serve in the military or law enforcement, but then you're denied the right to own a gun for self-defense or recreational use, what kind of a message is that? Which I know what kind of message it is. I'm just asking that rhetorically. They also want to expand red flag laws, and that's another significant threat to individual rights, allowing for gun confiscation without doing anything. They may have thought that you might do it. The establishment of a federal gun licensing and registration system, coupled with the what they think is the bolstered authority and funding of the ATF, mirrors the tactics of an oppressive regime rather than a republic. And forget the whole democracy, democratic government nonsense. That's not what we are. But they want to infringe upon the constitutional right. What they're trying to do is reshape your ability to own a gun and challenge the core principles of individual freedom and self-defense. Now, like I said, it would not hold up mustard or Bruin. Not at all. Now, six times, laws like this have been taken to the Supreme Court, and six times they have been knocked down. In the case of the United States versus Miller, for example, the Supreme Court determined that military-style weapons are specifically protected by the Second Amendment. That is a matter of settled law. The proposed bill's comprehensive bans and restrictive measures push the boundaries of what the Supreme Court has deemed acceptable. And, of course, it would get crushed in the end, but... We can look at this and worry, and we should absolutely start taking. I mean, we got to start getting in touch with people, calling people, getting people involved in this. But in the interim, while we look at what they want to do, this is just a grab bag of everything they've ever wanted to see. They want to establish a nationwide gun registry and ban a wide range of firearms and accessories. The only problem, there's two problems with this. First of all, the big problem is unconstitutional, and it's never going to go, and it's not going to pass muster, and they can introduce it. Things like this have been introduced a lot. And with as many new gun owners that are out there, I don't see the constituents putting up with this. Many of their provisions, like the assault weapons ban and the magazine restriction, that's all been tried before. And it had no impact on crime. There was no benefit to doing it at all. Uh, effective gun violence, which is a, you know, effective gun violence itself is a made-up term as well. That requires targeted evidence-based approaches, not some sweeping ban that affects you who are not going to commit any crimes. And like all things that are gun control, this only affects the law-abiding citizen. You have guns for whatever reason you have guns. I own guns for self-defense. I'm not a recreational shooter. I'm not a hunter. The guns I own are purely for a defense. Although I won't say that I don't recreationally shoot them, because when I go train, I actually have a pretty good time with it. But the root cause of crime is what they need to be looking at. And you can't do that. You can't go after that, because that would mean going after a bunch of Democratic policies that are out there today. In these areas where, I mean, if you were to take out the big five, just pick the five cities that have the most gun violence, take those out of the equation, and then we have no discernible violence of that type compared to any other nation. We would be deep down in the middle of the pack. And considering how many guns we have out here, that would mean that we really are a very peaceful people. So, go check this out. It's called the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act. It's probably not going to get very far. If it does, I don't see it going anywhere in the House. I don't see anything Hank Johnson. The people that vote for Hank Johnson, I really wonder about you. I really do. I really wonder about you. So, this does not stand up to constitutional muster, although it's always harder to pull it back once it's out there than it is to just defeat it before it gets very far. But that's, you know, that's always been the case. I just find it interesting that in this age, after what we've seen, say, with Israel and Ukraine, why would we want to deny people gun rights when they just become sitting ducks when you do that? Why would you want your populace to be sitting ducks? Democrats, why would you want that at all? So, anyway, once again, it's called the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act. Just go take a look at that and pass it on to your people. Pass it on to whoever you're a member of, if you're a member of Second Amendment Foundation or whatever. They're aware of it. Make no mistake about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Federal Reserve policymakers are maintaining current interest rates for the third consecutive meeting, signaling a pause in the central bank's series of rate hikes over the past 2 years to combat inflation. Projections indicate 3 rate cuts in 2024. President Biden has concluded a private White House meeting with the families of 8 Americans previously held hostage by Hamas.
We are here because the president and his team have been bringing out light in this dark time.
Following a 7-day ceasefire, Hamas released over 100 hostages, but approximately 140 individuals are still held captive. According to a U.S. defense official, an American warship intercepted and shot down a drone believed to be launched from a Houthi-controlled area in Yemen. The incident occurred Wednesday morning local time, and the warship took defensive action as the unmanned aerial vehicle was headed in its direction. John Schaefer, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Now, 2 weeks ago, David Koppel, he filed an amicus brief in the district court in Colorado in Gates versus Polis, a case challenging the legislature's 2013 ban on magazines over 15 rounds. And the brief was on behalf of sheriffs and law enforcement training organizations, the International Law Enforcement Educators and Trainers Association, the Colorado Law Enforcement Firearms Instructors Association, the Western States Sheriffs Association, 10 elected Colorado sheriffs, and the Independence Institute where he works. Some of the briefs explains the practical mechanics of armed self-defense and why bans on standard magazines do not impair a mass shooter, but do endanger a regular citizen, especially when attacked by multiple criminals. Another part of the brief shows the key data created by some of the Colorado Attorney General's expert witnesses is obviously false. But let's focus on the more fundamental argument that's in the brief. The law enforcement amici reject the claim that the arms universally recognized as appropriate for ordinary law enforcement officers should be banned for ordinary citizens. Now, I've made this argument before. Why would you take a police officer and give him more firepower than a citizen when it is probably the citizen in most cases that's going to be the one that gets attacked? Now, I do know that nowadays police officers do get, in fact, attacked. I get that. But why shouldn't we all be equal when it comes to our ability to repel an attack? And why are police officers above citizens? Why should they be above them? The claim is based that they are above the people rather than part of the people. Now, the magazine ban attempts to divorce today's common arms of law-abiding citizens from today's common arms of law enforcement officers, including sheriffs and their deputies. And divorce, this divorce endangers citizens and officers alike. The weapons of law enforcement are carefully selected for only one reason: lawful defense of innocence in civil society. Throughout American history, many citizens have looked to law enforcement in guidance to choose the weapon for the same purpose. Denying that to citizens and to retired law enforcement officers endangers them for the same reason that denying those arms to active law enforcement officers would endanger them. And the most important reason is the necessity of reserve capacity. Reserve capacity being the thing that, you know, you don't know how many rounds it's going to take in a gunfight. And having more rounds than it takes to deanimate your subject, your assailant, that's never a bad thing. What if there's multiple assailants? This also violates the principle of our Constitution and of American law enforcement. Policing by consent is the American value. Not militarized occupation, which is what this does. This is essentially what this brings us to. The magazine ban is based on the sponsor's repeated claim that the one purchase of magazines over 15 rounds is to kill large numbers of people quickly. Well, no, not exactly. That was never challenged by any legislator who voted for the bill. Now, this means that if law enforcement has these standard capacity magazines, then they're carrying magazines that has one purpose of mass killing. And that creates a false division between officers and the citizens whom they serve, which they do, they serve. And the notion reduces citizen cooperation with officers and also endangers officers. And according to the magazine ban, the very arms most commonly carried by ordinary law enforcement officers are off limits to the community. Now that's backwards. As the Connecticut Supreme Court unanimously ruled, widespread acceptance within the law enforcement community also supports the conclusion that they, police batons, are not so dangerous or unusual as to fall outside the purview of the Second Amendment. It also rejects the implied libel that the ordinary arms of American peace officers are weapons of mass killers. Like, check this out. Officer X shot the suspect with a common Glock 17, equipped with a standard 17-round magazine, well-suited for lawful self-defense or lawful defense of self and others. Officer X shot the suspect with an unusually dangerous handgun whose only purpose is mass killing. Now, the first statement is accurate. The actions are actually the same. The second inflames anger and hatred against law-abiding law enforcement officers. Now, if defendant prevails because standard magazines are unusually dangerous, then the most typical arms of average deputies and officers are called into question as supposedly excessive. And it leads to this whole militarization of the police thought process. It also envisions policing from above and enjoying weapons of war. And that's also contrary to policing by consent. And this treats police like soldiers of an occupying army. The ordinary handgun and rifle magazines routinely carried for reasonable defense by deputies and other LEOs are declared to be weapons of mass murder. Supposedly possession of weapons for mass killing by law enforcement is to be accepted as normal. How perverse is that? Law enforcement officers are not masters of the people. They are servants. And the idea that the ordinary sheriff's deputy on bike patrol is carrying a weapon made only for militarized mass killers poisons community relations. It is not the way you want to portray things. Now, defendants would argue that the law enforcement exemption is reasonable because law enforcement officers have more training and stronger vetting than does the average citizen. That's true, but the magazine ban is not a law about extra training or more thorough background checks. The magazine ban is a ban for every citizen, no matter how impeccable of character, no matter how proficient, no matter how well trained. So, we'll see where this goes. This is a very repressive scenario, and it contradicts the whole idea of the consensual Constitution. And the, the Second Amendment protects the security of a free state. A free state. And a state of consent is the opposite of law enforcement officers being above the people. This law, by the way, is the one that got all of those senators recalled by Tim Knight and those other guys that went in there and very effectively brought everything together and showed what a grassroots movement is supposed to look like. And while they did get those senators recalled and kicked out of office, this law still sits there. And now we're going to try the hard thing, which is to get it declared unconstitutional, which in this state, and we'll see where this goes. I mean, it's 10 years old now. That shows you, I mean, this is what happens when gun control gets passed. It's going to take time like this, this kind of a time allotment to get anywhere with it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. In a press conference late last month, the Chicago's new His Honor, Brandon Johnson, shifted the blame for the crime epidemic and migrant crisis placing his plaguing his city on his predecessor, Lori Lightfoot, and on right-wing extremism, which I don't know how you take those two and make them, partners on this one. Now, to be sure, Lori Lightfoot, her tenure, had a lot of spiraling crime rates, stunning even by hardened big city standards. And the Chicago Police Department statistics from earlier this year show reported crime overall was already up by 55% as compared to the same time in 2022. And every major crime category tracked by the CPD, with the exception of murder and shooting incidents, show double or even triple-digit increases over the last 2 years. Vehicle thefts have skyrocketed, accelerating by an incredible 255% between 2021 and 2023. And although the most recently available year-on-year crime statistics from the CPD show some good news, murder is down by 12%, overall violent crime has increased by 19% this year compared to the last, and by an astounding 68% as compared to 2021. Now, in an approach even more novel than deflecting responsibility onto bureaucratic predecessors and the right wing, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has apparently opted for a strategy of complete interpretive license. It quotes him as saying, "Violent crime has been coming down in Chicago actually for 3 years, but in particularly over the last year." Which I guess that's possible if you're looking at the graphs upside down. Because according to CompStat, this shows figures increasing almost every listed crime category except for murder and shooting incidents. Story isn't better 3 weeks back, as overall violent crime has risen by 67% between 2020 and 2023. 3 years back, excuse me. Although reported murders, shooting incidents, and burglaries have decreased from 2020 figures, robberies have increased by 38%, criminal sexual assaults by 29%, motor vehicle thefts are more than 200% over what they were 3 years ago. Pinpoint statistics for some specific districts in Chicago are even more dismal. District 25 has overall crime has escalated by 83% since 2020, including a 26% increase in murders. Then there's CWB Chicago. this officer more officer a little better illustration of public safety in the Windy City. Headlines include 15-year-old robbed 11 people in 5-hour crime spree. Hours-long cross-town robbery spree ends with victim shot Friday night. Robbery crew committed 12 holdups in an hour on Thanksgiving morning. And drive-by gunman shoots 5 people leaving concert at United Center. So when all of this came out, of course, everybody's saying, what is the governor smoking? Perfectly reasonable position to take, I think. And the problem here is that not much is probably going to change for the good citizens of Chicago anytime soon. Now, on November 28th, the U.S. Senate Committee on the Judiciary decided to hold a gun violence epidemic hearing. And the witnesses testifying before the committee was Stephen H. Cook, former police officer, federal prosecutor, and now retired associate deputy attorney general for the U.S. Department of Justice. Some of the factors he identified as contributing to the rise in violent crime across America was the national anti-police protests and calls to defund the police. I agree. They resulted in de-policing. I agree. And the soft-on-crime progressive prosecutors who refused to enforce the laws and promote lenient bail reforms. Once again, I agree. Now, the new mayor is described as a far-left activist, backed, among others, by the Democratic Socialists of America, which is outspoken advocate of the Defend the Police movement. Then you have Soros-backed Kim Fox, their chief prosecutor since 2016. She has embraced progressive de-prosecution strategies like dropping felony cases and declining to prosecute misdemeanors, while allegedly claiming that violent crime rates have dropped since she took office. And what none of these people are prepared to admit is that the violent crime problem can be attributed to the detrimental effect of what is in effect pro-criminal, anti-victim policies, including gun control laws that restrict the rights of reasonable citizens. According to the gun control group Giffords, A-minus rated Illinois has some of the strongest gun laws in the country. Not everybody is enthralled with this, of course. At the November 28th hearing, in exchange with a public health official testifying before the committee, Senator John Kennedy brought up the Windy City and said, let me ask you this. Why do you think Chicago has become America's largest outdoor shooting range? Do you think it's because of Chicago citizens who have no criminal record but who have lawfully a gun in their homes for protection? Or perhaps for hunting? Or do you think it's because of a finite group of criminals who have rap sheets as long as King Kong's arm? Of course, now that then became a racist statement that he made. I mean, I don't believe it. I don't believe that what he said was racist, not at all. But what I'm saying is that in a this is one of these things that you get out there and you're looking to deflect. And they did a whole lot of deflection during this thing. A lot of deflection. So much deflection, in fact, that I don't know if they really got anywhere. I saw the exchange between Kennedy and whoever that representative was, and I don't really know how much came out of that beyond the fact that she looked ridiculous. But, as with all things, we'll see. Now, I don't expect this to go anywhere myself. They can sit there and they can have all the hearings they want. Because until they take on a few things in a few places, this is just going to happen. In the inner city Chicago, they've got to get in there. They've got to get control of it. They've got to stop attacking the nuclear family. They've got to get some economic opportunity in place, some educational opportunity in place. And then once we start doing it, you can't stop doing it just because you don't get results immediately, because this is generational. This is not one of these things that there is no quick fix to it. The quick fix, if you're concerned about the violence, is to go in there and just quell it. Just go in there and just eradicate it. And that means exactly what that means, what it sounds like. But unless they're going to do it, well, you know, that's another thing altogether. And therein lies the problem. That the starting point is so very far, you know, it's so very far from any real results. This will be what keeps them from actually ever doing anything. In the interim, the young people there will continue to be sacrificed. You know, and it's black kids, it's white kids, it's Hispanic kids, it's, you know, proportionally speaking, some of them are overrepresented based on, you know, where they should be. But it's all based on Democratic policy. And the reason they do that is because these children were born. They were not aborted. See, they tried the eugenics route with black people, too. That's the other big thing that, very few people are actually picking that up, although I see some doing it now, but, you know, that's all beside the point. It's all beside the point now. Coming up next, we're going to speak with Stephen Welliford from Gun Owners of America. Find out what's going on there. Just touching base, you know, just touching base. Because we can. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
7.